time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' big win over the Seahawks on Sunday afternoon.
Lamar, how are you feeling?
I feel great.
Lamar, what do you think was key to just the rushing attack, just plowing through all day?
Defense, you said?
No, your offense's rushing attack.
The running backs, I start with the offensive line making great blocks, but the running backs was doing what they do, you know, making explosives. Gus, you know, running for two touchdowns. Justice doing his thing on the ground. Dan Key, just flying past everyone. Great job by those guys in the offensive line.
What'd you see from Lamar? You know, a couple weeks ago here, you crushed a Detroit Lions team with leading the division. Today, you beat another division leader by 34 points. How close do you think this team is to hitting its, you know, hitting that peak, hitting that stride?
If we playing like that, we don't even need to hit no peak or stride. Just keep staying locked in how we are and just playing every opponent the same way. You know, physicality, being smart, and defending what's ours, you know, our home turf.
So you feel like this team isn't close to reaching kind of its peak right now?
I wouldn't say we're far off or we're close. You know, we just need to keep doing what we're doing, keep stacking and keep getting better each and every week.
Lamar, you said after last week's game that you thought you could have won the ball. Did you sense this week with the game plan and everything that you were really going to commit to that early and try to wear down the Seahawks?
I just thought Coach was going to be a lot balanced, and I believe he was tonight. Today, with play calling, you know, just running the ball here, play action there, throwing the ball quick, throwing it down the field. He hit every aspect of the game today, and it showed.
Why do you think the team is playing so well right now?
So we got guys who's hungry on our team, young guys, vets, guys just want to win. And like I said earlier this season, we got something we chasing, and it takes us playing Raven football each and every week. And we've been trying to do that. We have been.
Lamar, you seem really fired up for Odell's first touchdown. How big was that moment for him, and what did you say to him after?
Oh yeah, you know it's his birthday today, so I was definitely fired up. And my brother threw the touchdown, and it was great. You know, made a great pass, he made a great catch. I don't know what the celebration was. I was just pumped up because he got his touchdown.
Lamar, back to Keaton's performance today. What, from your eyes, what did you see from him? How well he was playing, and kind of could you anticipate something like this happening? See him in practice, Kelsey.
Oh, absolutely. We seen the preseason when he was playing against Philly and Washington. We seen how explosive he was, and we seen him practice. But today the offensive line just gave him a little room, and he did the rest. You know, he was hitting the hole, just making crazy runs and great cuts. It was great to see. Sometimes I wasn't carrying out my fate because I wanted to see what he was going to do with the ball. So.
Against the Lions after the end of the game, there was almost an energy of still like frustrated that you guys wanted more, you wanted to be more successful, and you were more frustrated about the plays you didn't get. It seems a little bit more happy after this game. Not satisfied, but are you taking a moment just to kind of enjoy this one as compared to maybe the Lions game?
If anything, it's for him having so much success today, OB getting his first touchdown, but we still had two turnovers. You know, we're trying to finish games without turnovers, but having a performance that we did and pump points on the board as we did today. But it, like you said, you know, it's still room for improvement, and we still haven't hit our ceiling, I don't believe.
Right. I didn't want to talk earlier this week, but 18-1 against the NFC, do you have anything
to say? I still don't want to talk about it.
Appreciate you. See ya.